Right now, we are pleased to have here in studio with us outgoing Champaign Sheriff. That is Dan Walsh. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for inviting me in.
How does it feel to be on an election night, not having to sweat out the results?
Well, I'm not sweating it out, but I certainly am concerned because I care a lot about what happens with the sheriff's office. So obviously, I think my chief deputy would make an excellent sheriff.
So how are you spending tonight?
Actually, when I get done with you guys, I'm going to go out to Addie's and be with Alan for a while.
Dan Walsh is here with us on election night.
Well, kind of reflect a little bit on your time in office, specifically how the job has changed over the years.
It's gotten much more complicated, both in terms of the quality of care we have to provide. For example, our prisoners, as I've said for years, they seem to be getting sicker, have more mental health problems. The correctional staff does a fantastic job. I made the comment that I get all the emails and they talk in such medical terms, I've had to call into the jail and say, dumb this down for me so I know what you're telling me about this inmate. That's gotten much more difficult. Technology, cameras in the cars, cameras on our bodies, the computers that we use, it's all much more technical than it used to be. And then the last thing is, it's much more violent. We've got a lot more shootings. When I was a cop a million years ago, I really never worried about getting shot, but the cops nowadays can't say that.
You mentioned you were on with Brian Barnhart recently, and you mentioned when you were an Urbana patrolman, you could do a traffic stop in 2 minutes and give a warning and not have any fear about your safety and go on with your day, but you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. Years ago, the legislature passed a law that said even on a warning traffic stop, we have to keep statistics so there's paper on every stop that we make. And now with body cameras, maybe it takes me 5 minutes to do the stop and the paperwork or 10 minutes for a real ticket. But now the deputies have to come in and tag all that stuff. So now we're talking 20, 30, 40 minutes on a routine traffic stop, and then certainly much longer on more complicated cases.
The video footage you guys have been dealing with the body cameras, obviously you knew that was going to be a lot, but as you've now had them and just kind of observed what that's been like, what has it been like to kind of categorize that and have all that, you know, there and have someone monitoring that? Because it's a lot more than just the squad car cameras.
Oh, yes, it's a lot more. It's more work for us. Of course, when we get FOIAs now, we have to be careful, and people have to sit there and literally redact individual faces and things like that, especially if we have kids in it. State's attorneys have to spend more time on it. Now, I will say, Mike, that I think it helps make cases much better when we have people saying stuff on the videotape. They can't very well say, I never said that, or the cop is lying.
What else has kind of changed for you? Things become a little more difficult in terms of traffic stops. What else has kind of changed for you that you've been in the sheriff for now 16 years?
Well, crime analysis has gotten a little more complicated. DNA has come a long way in certainly the last few years. It's getting used on more cases. I'm somewhat afraid a jury is not going to convict anybody of anything unless there's DNA in the case, and that's kind of bothersome, but that we get that from watching the CSIs on TV.
Most of your time in office, at least half of it anyway, was the Holly Cassano case. It was kind of hanging out there and trying to find the person responsible for that. You made an arrest in that case just in the last couple of months. How much did that weigh on you and your investigators and your office just not being able to solve that until recently?
It weighed on us all very heavy. The Cassanos have become part of our family, if you will. It's regular to see Holly's daughter, Holly's mom in our office. So it weighed quite heavily on all of them, and solving this was a real big deal. And I think, as I told the public, a lot of the guys did work on their own time to help solve this.
Immigration under President Donald Trump has also been an issue for law enforcement nationwide. How has that impacted you in Champaign County?
It's impacted me because a lot of people think I have different political motives in what we do, but it really hasn't affected my decision. There's real clear-cut case law out of the Seventh Circuit telling me how I have to deal with prisoners, and we follow that precisely.
What the jail issue, the consultant in the jails, the satellite jail, the downtown jail, that still hasn't been resolved. I know that you would like to have gotten that done while you're in office. Where do you see that going from here?
Well, I'm very hopeful, Mike, that with the new county board, with the nursing home being the albatross taken off the neck of the financial neck of the county, that they'll get serious about replacing some of the beds at the downtown jail with bed space at the satellite jail, moving our office out there and consolidating our operation.
How realistic do you think that is in the near future?
I think the board has to face it. The building is literally falling apart. The the roofing contractor has told our director of facilities he may not send his people back to keep working on the roof because it's getting so soft. That was a 15-year roof that's now been in there for over 30 years.
That's the downtown
facility. That's the downtown facility. Yeah.
Outgoing Sheriff Dan Walsh is with us here on our election night coverage.
Other challenges for whoever takes over for you, whether it be Alan or Mr. Harmon?
Well, besides the jail issue and besides the addiction issues and the medical and mental health issues we have with our inmates, we are running into a problem simply with the salaries of our people. The local agencies pay much more. I just lost 2 5-year deputies that went to Champaign, and that hurts to retrain and spend a lot of money on that, but they make $25,000 more when they go to Champaign and other agencies. I don't blame them.
And why is, without knowing a whole lot about the issue, why that pay disparity?
The county has gradually gotten farther and farther behind, in part because, honestly, the county didn't have any extra money, in part because the county used different comparables. Arbitration uses comparables of other counties. Well, my people aren't going to leave to go to another county. They're going to leave to go to Champaign, Urbana, U of I. Even some of the small towns start higher than we do.
Just how disappointing is that just from your perspective? Because you mentioned the retraining. I mean, you hire them, but they can't start right away.
No, you're right. They'll go through 14 weeks of PTI. They'll go through a couple of weeks introduction with us, and then they start a four-month training program. So really, if I were to hire one of you guys as a new deputy today, you wouldn't really be on the street and useful on your own until probably sometime in the fall.
I've been told that before, but that was entirely different circumstances.
So what is next for you in retirement?
Well, the wife and I are going to travel. We've got a trip planned to Alaska, see the Aurora Borealis, and also Northern California, see the Big Redwoods. So we both like to travel, so Christy and I will do that. I'm lucky enough, my old partners invited me back on a very part-time basis, so you'll see me occasionally at Frederick and Hagel, be doing workers' comp and personal injury.
Yeah, not many people know that about you, your law background before you became an elected official. I know you did a lot of DUI defenses, right, and things of that nature?
I did. At one point, I think I did as many or maybe even more some months than the public defender. Don't know that I'm going to get that heavy involved in it again.
Was it just difficult for you just kind of just completely retired at this point?
Yeah, I'm still fairly young and healthy. I want to do something. So I think it's a natural. I've kept up my law license. I've kept up my my CLE hours. And in terms of workers' comp, I still do that every day. I'm just on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
The state of the sheriff's office as you're leaving it now, not so much the big issues that are facing it, but just kind of the environment in the sheriff's office. Do you feel it's in a good spot right now?
I think it's in a pretty good spot. The guys and ladies have good equipment. They've got good training. The fleet is up to date and modern. We're not driving around in lousy cars that it sometimes has happened in the past years. So I think the sheriff's office is in a good spot, and hopefully it will continue to be a premier agency. We just got to get the salaries up so we can keep experienced people.
Well, Sheriff, it's a pleasure to have you here, and we appreciate your service and appreciate your time here tonight. Enjoy the travel. Enjoy the new ventures back into practicing law.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for what you guys do for the community.
Yeah, thanks for all your time and all the phone calls and emails and stuff over the years that we've had to deal with you, so it's been a pleasure.
You're not going to still keep emailing me or calling
probably, me? Probably, yeah, but not for the same reasons.
Okay.
Old habits die hard. Yeah.